There's a new look to farm ownership these days, and it's all about leasing land.
I can see this going on in our families and their children, having a long and lasting relationship with the Lee family and ACC, and I think united you get stronger and divided it gets tougher.
Evan Acton from Acton Land and Cattle. He helped broker a deal between his company and Australian Country Choice. Mr Acton says leasing could be a big part of farming's future in Australia, even for the industry's biggest players, and international players too, with foreign buyers leasing their properties. Tim Bartholomew is a valuer with Taylor Byrne. He says he's dealing with a lot of overseas clients who want to spread the risk by leasing.
Mainly passive investors, American superannuation funds and the like. So they've been coming in, they're taking a long-term view, sort of 20 years, and they're looking for a steady return of anywhere around 4 to 5%.
And is that common? Is that something you're seeing across Australia?
It is, Ali. There's more and more of it happening, primarily in the dryland cropping areas. That seems to be prevalent because most of these guys, the investors, know that sort of country and are comfortable with it.
But what about younger people and their future as investors on the land? There's no getting around the fact that good country is very expensive and it's only going to get dearer. Valuer Tim Bartholomew again.
If you're going to borrow money from banks, you've got to have some equity. And most of these banks are looking for sort of 50% equity as a rough guide. And if you don't have that, you just can't buy.
And Tim Bartholomew, the price tags are often in the multi-millions. Why is that? Why is ag land so valuable?
A lot of people want it, obviously. There's a fair bit of demand out there. People want to expand what they're doing. People like farming and people like investing in farmland. Food is becoming king. It's certainly a buzzword and it's starting to become a bit of a party, I think.
The concept of leasing has been a good option for one young couple in southern Queensland. Justin and Kate Boschhammer both come from a background in the industry and acknowledge that making a start is difficult. They decided to lease some land near Condamine, and as Justin Boschhammer explains, they haven't looked back.
Well, we started with not a real lot of base, but certainly an opportunity, and we certainly still work with my father, that's for sure. But just given the cost of land, the way it's been, it hasn't even stacked up to try and move forward that way. So we have leased land, and we've been fortunate enough to find very good landlords that have been good to us, and we've tried to be good to them and just try and work that win-win solution for everyone. And to date, it's been good, and we've been able to grow our business and everyone get along quite well. So they're two different businesses, the whatever you're farming off it and then the land. And, I mean, there's not a real lot of risk, I guess, with the land. It's still always there. So you really can only expect low returns off the actual land. So for as young people, low returns, low risk is probably not where you want to be. And really the cash comes from the cattle. So that's where you've got to start first. You can't put tie all your money up in the land first. You've got to start with whatever it is you want to produce and go from there. Same as a shop in town or anything like that.
So is this a long-term arrangement?
Yeah, no, we've got two older couples that we currently lease off at the moment, and they're two different sort of situations, but we make them all work, and they are registered leases, and so far to date, everyone's pretty cool with it all, so that's good.
And so how much country have you leased? What sort of acreage are we talking?
Yeah, currently we lease about 7,700 acres. So the first property we leased back in 2012, and we just started leasing one around this time last year, I think it was. So yeah, that was good. You know, last year was a tough year. It was income was a lot less for everyone, but oh geez, it was a great opportunity to get into it. And you could see the fundamentals were there. Things were going to turn, and it was a good win for us to get in then and get going a bit more.
What about the prospect of buying? Is that the ultimate goal to buy a place?
Yeah, I think if you talk to a lot of people over a 20, 30 year sort of trend, you know, the real wealth gain has been from the land appreciation, so to speak. So yeah, I mean, that's obviously what we'd like to do. And one lease is sort of structured that way, where it's a 5-year lease with the option to purchase. So we know what we've got to pay in a 4 or 5 years' time. So we just got to make sure we can meet those challenges when it comes up.
In terms of this sort of option, in terms of leasing with a view to purchasing, do you think that that's an option for a lot of other young people in the same situation as yourself, that a young married couple wanting a foot in the door?
Oh, absolutely. You've got to go working for it. It's not a case of open the paper every week and there you find a property. We got plenty of no's wandering around and whatnot. But yeah, and just, I mean, if you're passionate about whatever you want to do, your mind won't stop thinking about how you can achieve this or that. So if you're determined to make it work and look for opportunities, yeah, they'll come up. It sounds all a bit cliche and whatnot, but it actually works.